Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We're going to turn our attention to a heritage business right now. I guess to our advantage, it's about nasi padang.
Love nasi padang. Mm. And
favorite dish to put inside the
it
nasi?
It would have to be a beef rendang.
Oh, yeah, you read my mind.
The coconutty sweet spice, though, on top of warm steamed white rice.
So the Minangkabau tradition of Miranto, or customary migration, has been linked to the widespread popularity of beef rendang throughout Indonesia, Singapore, and Malaysia.
So this is, for those of you who don't know, you should know about this. It's a flavorful slow-cooked dish served as a reminder of home for the Minangkabau migrants. Rendang and other nasi padang favorites have been mainstays at Warung Nasi Pariaman for decades.
Yeah, Warung Nasi Pariaman has been serving nasi padang from this North Bridge Road shop since 1948. And that's why we're talking about heritage business this morning.
1948. The shop initially operated from a street stall before renting a shop house and then naming their business after their hometown, Pariaman, which is a city in West Sumatra in Indonesia.
Okay, fast forward, we're now in the 21st century. How is how have they managed to keep this within the family, and have they, you know, managed the business all these decades? Yanti Sulastri, third generation business owner of Warung Nasi Pariaman, is on the line with us. Yanti, of course, is the granddaughter of the founder. Yanti, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Hello. How are you?
Hi. We're very excited about this conversation. You guys opened back in 1940. Hungry already. Yeah. Sorry. This is at the corner of the Kandahar Street.
Yeah.
You're still there till today. Hey, what's it been like, you know, growing up with the surroundings change, but the business still running?
For me, it's good because we are the one from like a pioneer also. Because there are a lot of nasi padang also. But I think they also mostly is from beginning before us. He also opened already. The stall is open is like Sabah Menanti is around 1920 also or 1930 like that.
Yanti, what kind of food do you have at Warung Nasi Pariaman, and how do you decide on the selection on a daily basis?
Oh, our food from 1948 until now is still keep the same, like beef rendang. Of course, beef rendang is our most famous in the store. Ayam bakar, ayam gulai is padang name is ayam kalio. Mm-hmm. It's orange color. The ayam bakar is the white color. Is you must after you cook, you must barbecue it. Then you serve to your customer.
For anything after cook barbecue, I'm on. I'm
oh,
there.
Oh yeah, yeah. You smell like charcoal.
Oh. Right. How could you do then this to us in the morning?
Then you eat with sambal balado. Ooh, it's very nice.
Yeah, man.
Then you pack with the daun pisang. Then you don't eat first. Around 5 minutes, you eat.
Wow.
Yanti, dangerous.
The way Yanti is describing this makes us really hungry, right? The thing about nasi padang, though, Elliot, I don't know if you experiencing. I'm a night person, really, and it's very rare that I'm up this early. Mm. So by the time I am hungry for lunch, it'll be about, you know, 3 or 4 p.m., and most nasi padangs that I know are already closed at that time.
Yeah. Because nowadays, people seldom eat nasi padang for the dinner. We are also like, last few years back, we tried to open around 8 or around 8 at night time. But it's not really people like it because they say it's nasi padang for lunch. Then people for night time, he like to like supper or there.
Uh-huh. Now you're open to quite late, right?
Yeah, around 4. But now like 2, 3 o'clock, the dishes all finish already because we cook around 3 times finish already. Then what for we must waiting? Then we just close the shop. So, sometimes the customer also say, "Why your shop very fast?" I don't know because I think now who come first is get the nasi padang.
It's true, it's true.
Yeah.
But that means how early do you guys wake up to prepare for operations? I understand you guys open as early as what, 7:30 a.m.?
Yeah, 7:30, but not so much of food was ready. All the fried one, then.
So how early do you guys start preparing?
Around 4 a.m.
Right. Wow, that's early.
Tim just woke up. Yeah, 4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m. Woke up in the morning.
So Yeti, with a more, you know, cosmopolitan mix of people in Singapore, do you see that there could be a demand for nasi padang even after the lunch period, like in the evening, perhaps?
I also thinking about that, but not many people eat nasi padang around evening. But sometimes around my shop is that morning around 4 p.m. is quite slow really. It's not many people coming there.
I see.
I think about 4 or 5 o'clock people coming at Arab Street there, because there are a lot of like Turkish or
the more trendy eateries are open up at night.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Okay, of course, on the line with us, we're talking about heritage business with Yanti Selastri, who's the third generation business owner of Warong Nasi Pariaman. Let's talk about your role in the business. What is your role right now?
I'm all-rounders, you know. I can be cashiering, I can be serving. It's all about front line. Like, sometimes sometimes I go to kitchen also can. Okay, people say, okay, telur dadar, alamak, my cook is busy. Then I fight the telur dadar or what. Sometimes, last few years back, my grandparents all going to pilgrim. Then he teach me how to cook. Then I take over them about 1.5 months, I think that.
So
everything I can do at that time.
But that is the life in a family business, right? You kind of, okay, you're the owner, but actually you're just doing everything. But where the ingredients are concerned, this is just me being a capo. How do you manage the ingredients? Like, does everyone know the ingredients, or is there a head chef who knows the secret recipe?
No, it's nothing secret. Sometimes my client also tell, hey, how to cook the sambal belado? I teach them.
You teach? Oh, wow. Them. That's...
Yeah. My grandmother say, don't be so stingy about the recipe. Because sometimes people, because what, you know, it's all about your hand, you know. If your hand is good in this food, surely you can cook a good food for them.
That is a nice way of doing it, because I remember my grandparents, who are bakers, would not share their recipes and ingredients. So they would go to the bakery every morning, measure out everything for their staff to mix. When they passed away, nobody knows what goes into their breads.
Oh, yeah.
And so we cannot replicate it today. So this is good as a heritage company that, you know, the recipes are not just passed on to family members.
Very community.
But also to the
community. Last time, also my grandma is open class for nasi padang. How to cook ayam bakar. Even some of my relatives and he living in Kampung Gelam there. Uh-huh. Last time is Kampung Gelam was the good Malay community. They all teach, my grandmother teach them how to cook beef rendang, ayam bakar. Wow. They know how to cook. Then I tell my grandmother, then he know how to cook. Why they don't open? Because all about your hand. If your hand is nice, your nasi padang will be nice. Then you don't, one thing you don't stingy with your ingredients. The nasi padang ingredient is a lot. The onions, all there, all the spice is very, it's a lot. Then make your nasi padang will be nice.
Wow. In other words, don't stinge. Can means can. You can do it means you can do it. I'm very curious about this, right? Warong Nasi Pariaman, you guys are going to be part of the National Heritage Board's upcoming Street Corner Heritage Galleries. This is at Kampung Glam. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Oh, this one, all the heritage in Kampung Glam is the pioneer of the Kampung Glam hotel. Last time, a few of stores surrounding of Kampung Glam, it's for Nasi Pariaman, Minang, and one is final is, I think, is Haja Ratna. But they don't have it anymore because they shift other place. We also don't know. That one is final. Then is Jamal Kazura, also is the pioneer of Kampung Glam. Because they all, the business all from last time is all about them, the pioneer or the heritage there.
Right.
But we keep our friendship is very nice because sometimes, we and Mina, if we short of rice, tell Mina, hey, you got some rice? Can we lend you some?
No, but this is all lost, right? Like last time, neighbors also, you can like, hey, I need some rice.
Yeah, neighbors. Mina also like, someone say, hey, I short of rice. Okay, I give you the rice. Then
yeah.
we give them back.
It's
like friendship is good.
It's lost today. It's good that you guys are doing this.
So Yanti, what will be the future of Warung Nasi Pariaman? What's next? Will you be opening up more outlets? Opening up for a later meal time, perhaps? Is that something in the horizon for you?
Maybe. I
also don't know what her on to the say. Spot now.
Because I'm the only one who is interested. Then my other relative, but they also interested. But all at Malaysia, they got at Malaysia also. Then Singapore, they all interested. They know how to cook, but they see all the parents all are at the restaurant very tired. They say, oh, I don't want to. who you want to go to Nasi Padang, okay lah. But it's nice, it's traditional, your family is traditional there.
So it's a bit tough right now to, for the next, in your family, for the next generation, there's no one that's like ready to take over or to start like becoming an apprentice to learn?
I think it's very tough, but it's okay. Nowadays, I just discuss with our cousin among us. We just want to, our legend is come again. For a while, a time being, let them work on the career. Let me do my thing first. Then after that, we can discuss all among the cousins.
Yeah, you never know.
All them, they all can cook well in Nasi Padang, but I think they not time yet.
You go out first, then suddenly one day something happen, you think, and then you'll come back. It's like that. We've been speaking with Yanti Selastri, who is the third generation business owner of Warung Nasi Pariaman. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.